The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Pamela, welcome back. How you doing?
I'm doing great today, Gil, except I've got some dirt under my fingernails that I can't seem to get out because I've been spending a lot of time lately digging in the garden. We recently took an in-depth look at landscaping at House Logic. You know, we're firm believers that you should enjoy your home, customize it, make it really reflect who you are. But there's one area where being too individualistic carries some risk, and that's in landscaping for curb appeal.
That's probably why homeowners associations have all these exacting rules about landscaping. I had to pull in my pink flamingos, as a matter of fact. Can you actually ascribe a value to landscaping?
You know, you can. A landscaping economist we spoke to says good landscaping can add up to 28% to the overall value of a house.
Wow.
And it can also help cut its time on market if you're selling by 10 to 15%, say some appraisers.
So let's get right to it. What are the essentials of good landscaping?
Well, we've created a list based on the three things that add value and enjoyment, and those are trees, native plants, and outdoor lighting. So let's start with trees. They can definitely boost your property value. I mean, a silver maple in good health could be worth as much as $2,500 to your property value. You just want to pick them carefully. So you want to consult a landscape economist or appraiser if it's something you want to evaluate on your property. Trees also can affect the energy cost savings of your home. Planting trees that are windbreaks and shade trees can reduce winter heating bills by 15% and air conditioning needs by as much as 75%. Three properly placed trees could save you between $100 to $250 a year in energy costs. That's according to the U.S. Department of Energy. And they can also mitigate storm water runoff. We're in the season of storms now. Trees block and suck up water running off your property, preventing pollutants from entering, you know, community waterways, preventing water from running into, you know, your yard and puddling and your driveways. And they reduce carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, which, of course, contributes to climate change. So there's a cool tree benefit calculator. We include a link to it at houselogic.com/radio that actually calculates the annual dollar value of a tree species in a particular zip code based on these benefits. So definitely something to do. So, for example, an annual benefit of a 24-inch diameter red maple in McLean, Virginia, near where I live, for example, is $244. In Scarsdale, New York, it's $181. So you can get really specific with this calculator. A fun fact, your trees even add value to your neighbor's property. A Portland, Oregon study found that trees with a sizable canopy growing within 100 feet of other houses added about $9,000 to their sale price and shaved 2 days off time on the market.
Oh, tell that to your neighbors the next barbecue. All right, what about native plants?
Well, you know, we emphasize natives for many reasons, not the least of which is that they won't cost you as much in time and money.
Because they don't have to live outside of their native habitat?
Exactly. We found in one study that maintaining an acre of native plants over 20 years costs about $3,000. That's compared to a whopping $20,000 price tag of maintaining a lawn of non-native turf grass. Plus, realtors say that native plantings like saguaro in Arizona can really boost a home's value. There's a cool certification you can apply for from the National Wildlife Federation if you create natural backyard habitats for birds, butterflies, and other animals looking for places to roost or feed. Some buyers even are interested in wildlife certified properties.
What about outdoor lighting?
I thought this was really interesting. Outdoor lighting tops the National Association of Home Builders list of most wanted outdoor features in a recent annual survey. 41% rate it essential, and 49% say it's desirable because it really highlights your landscaping and focal points of your home, especially the front door.
And there's also the security factor.
Yes, the more lighting you have around your home, the less dark corners, the less place there is for somebody to comfortably lurk.
So those are the essentials. What about the nice-to-haves?
Okay, so nice-to-haves would include fencing, retaining walls, and terracing. Since most privacy fencing is installed in backyards, it doesn't pack the curb appeal punch of a chestnut tree shading your house. But appraisers say nice fences, not chain link now, but nice ones, can add value. We included retaining walls and terracing on our list because they have a lot of benefit. They control erosion and surface runoff by slowing the flow of water down a slope. They can add color and texture to wide stretches of green lawn. And they can turn useless slopes into flat areas for garden beds and walkways. But be advised, building them can be pricey, running from $15 to $40 per square foot, including labor and depending on the materials you use. So a 20-foot long, 30-inch high stone wall can cost between $1,200 and $2,000. So we have links to other fabulous curb appeal projects that typically offer a good return on investment at houselogic.com/radio.
Thank you, Pamela. Of course, you can follow House Logic on Facebook, houselogic.com. Pamela Gertz-Kabati, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Gil. I'm going back to scrubbing the dirt out from my fingernails now.
Okay, take care.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.